Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's You and I. Back on the air, back live. Been gone not too long. Don't have a song, but we're going to be here very long. Anyway, welcome, freedom fighters, revolutionaries, warriors, family, my brothers down in lockdown. But don't lock up your mind. Even though you locked down, don't lock up your mind. Welcome, your co-host, Jahima.
I'm Dennis.
As before, we don't have a format, but you know how we roll on these shows. If you listen to some of our past programs, we just go with the vibe or go with the flow. But we do have a lot of things to address, and hopefully we can stay pretty much up to date of what's going on. We're in the new year. This is the first program of the new year. Today is the 14th of January, 2011, and the weekend is the Martin Luther King holiday. So, with that being said, I guess I'm going to fire the first shot.
Okay.
There has been some controversy and some inflammatory remarks made about Martin Luther King being a sexual degenerate and a commie and a womanizer, but certain people who look at him in the pantheon of a god are having serious problems with the remarks or accusations, I put it that way. But it's not a surprise to me that Martin Luther King, may be called that. Because I've always looked at Martin Luther King and Malcolm and looked at the two different men and understand that these are two different types of men. And oh, yeah, Martin Luther King smoked. Okay, that was the other one, too. And so if he smoked, that means what? He drank. Okay. There, I said it. So he wasn't the man that everyone thought that he was, this image, this projection or whatever that may be, but that is what's going on right now, and a lot of people are upset. But I would say search the truth, read the FBI files, read what you can, find out for yourself. And it's too bad that Coretta is not around, but Coretta never talked about it anyway. But as a strong woman as she was, I'm sure she knew about it. There's certain things that, as men, we cannot hide from our women. And with the FBI in her ear, and probably with the FBI playing tapes in the whole of the nine yards.
Can I comment?
Come on in, brother.
Okay. If he smoked and drank, did that make him less Martin Luther King?
Not really, because, like I said before, Rap Abernathy, when he wrote his book about Martin Luther King, brought those things out himself, but he had to have security guards with him when he went on his book tour, because Rap Abernathy wanted to show Martin Luther King the man, the real man.
In saying that, let me just say this. No man is perfect.
Excellent.
And if you measure a man by his faults, we'll all be found wanting.
Well, I'm going to go back to what Malcolm, and you've heard Farrakhan say this, but Malcolm is the one that I know said this first about what Europeans will do. They'll build you up,
Okay.
they'll publicize you.
Right.
And money is coming right behind all that and whatever else. Martin Luther King was a victim of that.
Okay, let me add my perspective on this. Let's look with what happened recently in terms of this killing and stuff like that.
In
I'm sure
Arizona?
you're right, in
Okay.
Arizona. Okay.
What Mumia talked about.
Right.
We listened to that before the show, ladies and gentlemen.
And the gun.
Prisonradio.com.
Yes.
Dot org, sorry.
Yes. Tune in. Now, here's the point I'm making. I'm saying Martin is Reverend Doctor, by the way, with a Nobel Peace Prize. Let's look at these Nobel Peace Prizes. They say you get the title, to get the title reverend, you are part of the state.
I'm saying publicize you, build you up.
And what? What else?
And then Martin became what? A fundraising golden hen. Real a rooster, really. You did.
Okay. Let me continue with
that. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, you say, okay. Reverend, doctor,
mm-hmm.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Mm-hmm.
You say, who gave you this? The system.
Let's be real. Come on. Europeans gave him those rewards and those accolades.
Okay. You're comparing Martin with Malcolm?
Not really. We're focusing totally on Martin. Myself, comparing them, I learned something about these two. These got two different men.
Definitely.
Maybe the same cause, but different. Not even the same cause. Two different men.
You know why? Because we were discussing it before we started the show.
Right.
You're saying Malcolm, the man in the field.
Field Negro.
Field Negro.
He said that.
Right. But he said field Negro because there were some house Negroes too. And I think he was trying to make a point of the difference.
He was making a point of the difference.
He was making a point of the difference. A
distinctive point.
Definitely. But the point I'm...
And I'll tell you what that point is when you're done.
Okay. The point I'm making, okay, he was a field Negro, but then he was, as Mumia, you say, you learn a lot in prison. And when he went in, it's in there that he became the Malcolm X that we know. You follow what I'm saying? So these are two very different people, brother.
But you bring up Mumia. Look how strong Mumia is holding up in prison just by listening to his radio programs.
Exactly. And he said another interesting thing about prisoners. Even in prison, you haven't lost all your rights, brothers and sisters. Even in prison, you haven't lost all your rights. But
no, brothers and sisters in the lockdown PIC, you know what I mean, unify and you bring the system down. Unify, find a way to deal with your differences, and that means with the Latinos, find a way, because the only way to bring it down is to unify. Based on what? Based on your human dignity. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Based on your human dignity. Now, after we just finished talking about Malcolm saying field Negro, field and Negro, where you're a slave, no human dignity is in that, brother. You can't put those two concepts together, because the right to have a slave, I am doing something honorable. I'm even probably honoring God by civilizing these not fully human species. You get the picture, brother?
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, and the craziness and how you justify that.
You get the picture?
But see, what Malcolm was trying to show us in his, how can I put this, his analysis of the house Negro and the field Negro, was this. The house Negro loved his master. The field Negro hated his master. Now, it's not about love and hate either. What Malcolm was trying to say is the field Negro wanted to be totally free. He didn't want to be with the European. Why? Because he already been under that system. So why would he want to be with him? Freedom was a better choice. That's what Malcolm was trying to teach us. Remember, at the time of the civil rights era, it was go our separate way or integrate. And for some reason, somebody brainwashed our people and got us to go with the integration, not knowing that we were being used.
Okay, let me put it to you straight, brother. Listeners, let me...
We're still on Martin now.
Okay.
Okay, because Martin led that movement.
Integration? No, you're saying, would you say...
Along with Rosa Parks. Yeah, I have to make sure I bring Rosa Parks in because those two are synonymous as far as the civil rights movement is concerned. And I'm surprised she doesn't have a holiday. We might as well. Unfortunately, I forget my boy Malcolm, but that's okay. Celebrate his birthday anyway, May 19th. Celebrate it anyway. But she might as well have a holiday too because they loved her.
Okay. Okay.
We're still in Martin Luther King now. We haven't moved away.
The point I'm trying to make, you say if you look at, would you say Malcolm Martin integration, Malcolm separation? Now, let me get to some of the things as I anticipated this show. Look at the word. Okay, look at the word manifest destiny.
All right.
What does manifest destiny mean? It basically says that God intended white man to rule.
Based on what? What criteria? What has he done? What gives him that characteristic?
Let me ask you this. Manifest destiny is not new. Where, how you think that term came into the picture of the whole building of this nation, manifest destiny? Is that written some part in the Constitution?
No way.
Is it?
I'll bring it up. We'll find it. Let's find out.
Hold on. You said the Constitution.
But Constitution is not perfect. And we have to remember, and nobody talks about it, it still exists in the Constitution.
Three-fifths.
The black codes. They used to be called slave codes. They're called the black codes. They still exist, along with the three-fifths.
Okay. I'm going somewhere with this, James. I'm going somewhere with this, listeners. Bear with us.
This is the other reason why we needed to really separate, because the Constitution, they still didn't change the Constitution for us. They gave us a 14th Amendment, but they didn't change anything else.
The Constitution says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created by a creator equal.
But I'm still going to owe me some black slaves.
Exactly.
So what does that mean? That's hockey pop. Oh, well, I shouldn't say that. That's hypocrisy. That's what Malcolm was saying.
Definitely. That's what I think Malcolm was hinting at that, right?
How are you going to say that? Because, come on, let's think about it. That was Thomas Jefferson. How are you going to say that?
But
you might as well say, I had sex with your mama.
But
equally. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
We make the point that you say, okay, feel Negro and house Negro. In other words, the white man is saying, look, I like you better. You are privileged. You are in the house. You are in the field.
And I can control you.
Exactly right.
No control. Because Malcolm said in his message to the grassroots, any place is better than here, because that's what a field Negro wants, is freedom.
Exactly.
And he knows he ain't getting it there on the plantation. So why does he want to live with that man? That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
What has happened to us.
But look at this. He said, okay, manifest destiny. Black, white. Look at the Aryan nation, which is, you need a pure race.
No such thing.
Hold on, brother. If you're going to have a pure race, you say, how can you have white supremacy when all people come from one people, which is a scientific fact?
That's what makes...
What does pure mean?
That's what makes this so idiotic. Because, remember, Europeans have denied their existence of being coming from one. They say they come from apes. So, in that aspect of being a pure race, yeah. Because they have chosen to be separated from the branch, of the human branch. They're the problem.
Then how did they get there?
That's the problem, because the Darwin theory doesn't work. The Darwin theory doesn't explain. All it does is justify.
Okay.
So we had to bring that madness in.
We're moving along just fine.
Okay, the listeners think so.
We are moving on.
I know your brother lockdown got your Glocks on. I know, don't you?
Right. Keep your ears open. You're saying, okay, creation and evolution. Remember the big conflict? I forgot the big.
No different than when they were doing all that research on justifying the Negro's penis. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. His brain, showing everything a deformity, and that they had the greatest. No difference in what that madness you're talking about.
Okay. You want to raise the level, brother? Since you're going to do this? Okay. The same idea came. A black man can be a quarterback because you won't remember the play. In other words, that didn't go away, brother.
Nothing has changed from that time to this time. The only difference is paper.
Elaborate. You say it's not about black and white, it's about rich and poor.
If you can't beat them, buy them. Okay, you want to play?
No, I have something for you. You say if you can't buy them, breed them. Remember, we don't want to use the wrong word on this show.
That's miscegenation, but yeah.
You breed them.
That's what the house Negro was the situation. That's Malcolm was not only just talking about white and black, but remember most of your house Negroes were light skinned.
Exactly right.
Okay, see, we didn't bring that in when we talked about that, but that's what I love about that analogy of how Malcolm, because there's so many aspects that you have to keep in mind what Malcolm was alluding to. And that same problem that he's talking about still exists to this day. Can I say a la Beyonce? I won't say anymore.
Well, I thought you were going to go to the president.
No, because maybe he has a fantasy too about it. Maybe Michelle's not enough.
You remember that to look the wrong way at a white woman was a crime?
Yeah, we have, I can't think of his name, Emmett Till. That brother paid the cost for that. And I'll never forget that. Those have lived long enough, as far as I've lived, to remember that. And if not, go online and check the pictures out for yourself.
Okay. Let's continue with this idea of Aryan Nation and pure race.
Oh, gosh. I mean, we're going to waste our time with this idiotic madness.
Some people, I'm saying pure race. Now, you said some people look at this guy's face and say,
but you know they're not
skinheads. You said skinheads.
But you know what? They're not the first. You know who else were considered pure breeders or pure blood?
Who?
The Nubians. They didn't mix. They did not mix with nobody. They stayed within themselves. So you want to talk about a pure race concept? This has been done before. But the Nubians didn't try to go out and just try to convert everybody else. That was something they did within themselves.
Okay, tell me, listen to this. Neo-Nazi white supremacy. Why is white supremacy affiliated with neo-Nazi, with Hitler? Because of the other Babylon possession. Hitler was possessed. Are we going to another category now? This young brother is possessed. You could look in his eyes. And he's bent on something. You have used the word, here is a person that is more devil than human.
Well, you want to bring him up? I still call him the genius, but now I'm going to throw the word mad genius. But still, I'm not going to take away from the genius. How does someone of his caliber get people to carry out some of the most diabolical things that they couldn't have been themselves?
They couldn't have been themselves.
What took, especially the SS,
how did he do it?
Then the Gestapo, and get the people. That's the biggest one. How did they get all the German people?
How did he do it, brother?
Under to the point where they would become numb to the atrocities that was happening against the people that he really had a beef with. He did.
The Jew.
Who you think financed him? Who you think brought him to power?
Very interesting. Who do you think? What would you label?
He thought he was being used.
By religion?
By the Illuminati to make money off war. That was a big money maker.
Of course.
And it killed a lot of people.
Of course. But the point
They were called the moneylenders at that time, but it was still Rothschilds.
Basically. Cards. Okay. The point I'm trying to make. Go to Jim Jones. How did he do? Go to Jim Jones.
That is excellent because there's nothing. I don't know what it was that Jim Jones had because every time I see that movie or footage about him, I feel a very dark vibe from that brother.
The same thing with Hitler and the same thing with his young brother. That's called possession. What's possession?
You're saying zombies. They were zombies for Satan.
Okay, but when you say zombie, it's not like these people are acting weird, like they're mentally.
No, they're like mad genius, like you
they're
said.
Genius.
Yes, right. And will fool you.
What? Then you couldn't say that they're mad. They're possessed. Possession is not madness.
It is when you're working for Satan now.
I disagree.
Okay.
Disagree in this sense. That I spent, of course, with the listeners that have an idea, about 20 years working with a locked unit. I know all of these brothers. This one killed this one and with juveniles. And that's why I can speak from that perspective.
Okay.
And you follow what I'm saying? Now, that's a mental possession. Jim Jones was a preacher, remember? And he started around Hollywood.
I forget.
You remember him?
Yeah, because he had a church on, which street was that? Oh, man, I can't. On Venice or Pico and Alvarado and where Alvarado and Hoover almost
exactly
meet.
Exactly right.
Yeah, because I remember taking a friend. I went to Troy Tech. I had a guy who went to Jordan, was a part of Jim Jones. And I never saw him after that. I remember dropping him off in front of the church. But not even knowing at that time that that's who that was.
And
I never saw him again.
Yeah. Then he took all his... How did he do it? He didn't do it. He was a vessel through whom Satan...
And not only that, but moved him to another country.
To another country.
How you like them apples?
To another country.
That's damn good, bro.
That's genius.
I think that's what Garfield wanted to do. But he didn't want to do it under those pretenses, though. That was false.
Okay.
You know that.
The other name that listeners can think about is the other guy that burned on that jail plane. I mean, who was it? Another guy that said he was God.
Not Waco. You're talking about what's his name? Not the Waco guy.
What's his name?
Oh, gosh. Good question.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring it up. As soon as I bring it up, I'm sure. Searching the internet, ladies and gentlemen. And as soon as I say it, he'll probably say, oh, yeah, that guy. But I don't know.
But
let's see.
The point is made about possession.
About the Branch Davidian, David Koresh.
Exactly. Okay. David Koresh. No. Remember.
What was the problem with David Koresh?
What did he say? He's God. Who else said they were God? Remember another person?
Not one of your everyday preachers.
Okay, this guy. What's his name? I think he was Asian or something. And they put him in jail.
Oh,
Moon. You remember that? These guys trip up, brother. They really believe that, no? That they are God. Now, let me ask the theologians. And listeners, let's put this audience in perspective. We can hit the highs and the lows. Because he said, what was Yeshua accused of? Why he was crucified. He was accused of blasphemy because he said he's God.
That is correct.
They crucified him. Blasphemy. He said he's God. Well, he's God. Now, let me put this again in perspective. To Islam, Yeshua is not God. He's a prophet. Does people know that?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was.
He was.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Now, you say, pure. Is a virgin pure?
That's like Mary.
Okay.
And when you talk about purity, see, we got to talk about, let's talk about that. Because are we talking about the physical aspect of purity or the spiritual aspect of purity?
Brother, listen to this. You see, white man says they come from a pure line. And because black man was seen as from apes, you get the picture?
We come from apes.
What do you think this ape thing was about?
It's about them. We know we have not descended from apes. We know that.
Hold on a minute. Now, scientifically, you say, is evolution a myth? In other words...
No, evolution does have its place.
Of course.
But not the way Darwin explains it.
I agree. In other words, we
there was some evolution.
Let's change it.
Come on.
Let's take mutation. Mutation. Let's look at science right now. It says swine flu is a mutation from regular flu. And now it's swine flu, so some of the things that used to destroy it won't work. Mutation is continuously where man is growing in sophistication in terms of living, not only adapting to a particular environment, but mastering an environment. Man was made to master.
Yeah, but master with a conscious. We're unconsciously creating viruses with the intent for population control. That's why I'm glad you brought that up, because you've heard about all over the world, birds, fish are just showing up.
Okay.
In multitudes.
Okay. Look at this. People say now, global warming is no longer a theory. It's a fact when you look at the weather. And
who's this? You mean like snow in Hawaii?
Exactly.
Or they say snow in all 49 states?
Right.
Which state didn't get snow? Because we're 50.
Okay.
So which one didn't get any snow? I haven't heard about New Mexico. Somebody didn't get snow. Hawaii got snow.
You're saying they're saying snow. Oh, well, look at Australia then.
They got snow too, huh?
No, not snow.
No.
That flooding. That.
Oh, that's right, huh? That's right. They're going through their summer right now.
Something is happening that man has to begin to take account of what it is he's doing that is destroying the very planet we all share in common.
One of the things we're going to have to do is we're going to have to tear down the very system that is in place, because it does not work. And we're going to need to set up a circle world system. We have to even do away with the United Nations. And this has to be what Malcolm and Marcus Garvey have always said. It has to be grassroots based, bottom up.
Okay. Jaima, let me remind you. We spoke about this before, so you got to bring this down, brother. But when you say bring it down, you got to replace it.
Of course.
You got to replace it.
Of course. That's why we should be working on a solution to replace it now.
Yeah. But we spoke about this. You say the global human on a common earth, about a global humanity.
And right now, it would have to be based on those who identify themselves, one man, one woman. And who knows how many multitudes, but we'd have to say meet here and see who shows up and find out who represents what. Because this is this is what John Lennon was talking about, imagine. This ain't about separation. It's about one people. And that's why I'm not real happy to see what's happened in China. Because I don't want to see another world empire based on the same military complex as the United States. China is borrowing a model that we know does not work. You're smiling, my brother.
Okay.
What are they going to be? United States, or they're going to be Russia too? They're going to be the eagle and the bear? And they the sickle. So I guess they want to cut the bear and the eagle's head off. Because that's what they're going to be. We don't need to see another empire.
Let me ask you.
They don't work.
Let me ask you this question. Or let me put this to the listener.
That's good, because you need to put it on. You need to keep them on the edge.
Yeah.
Because this is about them, not about us.
It's not about us at all. And you say, if you had a vision of an earth that's working perfectly, what's the picture? What do you see? Help them out, Jaima. What do you see?
First of all, reestablishment of the family. First and foremost.
Maybe I should take notes. Listeners, you have your paper close by. This is Jaima talking. And I agree with you 100%. No, but you know what?
And establishing man and woman in their proper place based on the universal order, which is, means that's coming on from on high. Woman was put on earth so that men would not be lonely and a helpmate. That means she's not a servant. Yet she has the power to bring forth children, and that power should be respected to the utmost, including what comes out of her womb to the utmost.
Okay, listen. Let me talk to my brother over here. Okay. Have you heard recently that the idea of family is being redefined, especially by some very important celebrities?
Of course. It's nothing we haven't seen before. It's the same place that y'all brought brimstone and fire on. We already know where that's going.
What's the name of that place? Babylon?
What's the name of that place? What was the place that Lot was trying to run from, huh?
But no, you see, Rastaman.
No, it was Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay.
But it was Babylonian in this concept, so you're not far from saying.
Okay.
Remember, it all, everything goes. All right? That's Babylon.
Except, especially sexual perversion.
Children, it doesn't matter. Everything goes. Everything. What did I just say? Yeah. No limitations. Far as how dark you want to go.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Everything goes.
But let's look at the family. We got to keep the original concept of family. No, you're not talking about this.
Why this lady and man business. What? What? Did you just hear what I just said?
The original concept.
Did you hear what I just said?
Man and woman.
What did I say? Established man and woman in their proper role. And I'll add relationship. I'm not going away from the original model. Because that is the original foundation.
Okay, that's the family. Okay. Then.
Even the animals don't have that mixed up, do they?
Okay. You want to put here. Establish a suitable habitation for animals?
Well, remember, if our nature changes, we'll be able to lay down with the lion and the lamb. And Adam or Adamah named all the animals.
Okay.
So there was a oneness until our nature changed.
Okay, you're saying
we were one.
Okay, an acknowledgement of the importance of, would you say that is the concept of green? A green earth? Respect for nature?
That's what our prime, what do you think our purpose is? What would y'all say we were supposed to do? He said be fruitful and multiply, but what were we supposed to be doing?
Take care of the earth.
Thank you.
Take care of the earth. Tend the earth.
Thank you.
Okay.
He didn't say rape her, make money. Don't share with nobody else.
Right. Ten years. Okay. The other thing.
Which means what? Take care of home base. He's a father. We're children. And if you don't take care of home base, then you see what's happening right now with home base.
Okay.
Flooding, freezing. You ain't taking care of home base. So if you don't take care of home base gets out of control.
Okay. Take care of home base. Okay.
It's like a house, taking care of your house. Same thing.
Okay, let's
come on.
Okay, let's speak to our brothers. Brothers, did you hear that? Because recently I meet some of my brethren. I swear you've been, brother, I haven't seen you for a while. So I did a little time. I'm out now. I said, well, brother, I'm here. It's good to see you. You see, brothers coming out of prison have to realize that there is a home base. They haven't lost home. They haven't lost home.
Where they going when they leave? Where they going? Home base. It'd be nice if they had something to come home to in home base. Then we wouldn't need the PIC.
Okay. Listen to this. Recently, I did a geography in terms of Crenshaw, King, Vermont, Washington. Let's take that geography. That's the geography. That's home. You say, all within that geography, including First A&E, you say, these brothers are coming out, brother. Remember homeboys? You say, anything we can do as grassroots to see how we can welcome these brothers, since they were away for a while, how can we prepare, instead of having an approach, what can we do against gangs? Why can't we build something to house or brethren?
Right, because they need to come back into a rites of passage program.
They need to come home base. They need to...
Where else they going to go?
Yeah. This idea of family, you come home, brother, and you're welcome.
And now we got to strengthen you up.
Exactly right.
Get you ready.
You know why this is important? Because eventually you'll have to have enough numbers to go against this system. You got to be prepared for war.
And that means you have to cultivate those who've been cast down and cast out.
Now you get the picture. Now, as these brothers listen to the program, I'm sure they'll be tuning into the program, and they'll have an idea of who, at least, who I am. He said, brethren, he said, well, brother, we have a program going. We're planting some gardens, and we have an apprenticeship program. We have to provide for these brothers to let them realize you're not done yet, brother. You're young.
Right now, you can't depend on the city, the county, local, state, look. And if they get back, and if they get bailed out, they're going to do the same old thing they did before. And you're going to have the same old problems. Look, seize the time.
Okay, when you say seize the time, now what's the picture that you see that's going to look different than how it used to look before? What will they find that they can come to? I say Lauren Miller Park become now the home park where brothers and sisters can meet together, where not only sports can occur there, but we can have community meeting, where we speak as a community.
You know, during the civil rights movement, it was the church.
I don't know, really.
AME, what's that other church over there, on the corner over there?
You're talking
Page yeah. Where else in the vicinity? Maybe they should do something to allow that to happen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, of course.
That's how they organized the civil rights movement.
Let's get some perspective. Now, I remember, because I came here late, and when I first met Chip, I wrote for Chip, the church beyond its walls. And I'm saying the church is a community. If the concept of church, where people go every Sunday, and if they can see themselves where they can have classes and teach these brothers and get them, put them to work in the community, that's community.
Since I've been in this country and been around churches, I have not been involved with a church that embraces the community that it's in or provides a place for them to organize. I mean, So what is churches? Purpose of churches?
Okay, Jehovah is Witness. I did something. I went within the geography. I said, well, Reverend Brooks, I want to introduce myself. Chip Murray is there. You are there. You are there. What if we all come together, regardless of what your name is or where you're coming from, and see ourselves as a community? Don't you want to meet your brother over there? You know the strength of the division between religion and denomination, brother? That's not an easy thing to bypass.
Man, why are you giving Saint Nell so much credit? Why do you think he created all these denominations?
Exactly right. Exactly.
And
right,
why do you think he wants war against? Because that's how he keeps what? Distraction and confusion going.
Division.
He is,
separation.
Man, division. That ain't a mad genius for you. How you think your boys, Hitler, all the rest of them, did what they did? Yeah. They got real serious training.
Yeah. Now, what?
It's like Vader.
Yeah. What they were saying, they're saying, brother, I believe this, that one believed this, this one believed this, this one, but you want to say, let me forget all my belief. And let me see these people are sitting, brothers. The sitting brothers are marking up the place. I say, don't you? Why do you think they're marking up the place? They don't see this as home. Don't you feel a certain sense of obligation to reach out to them, brothers, there? And you call yourself church? You get the picture, brother?
And it's not home.
And it's not home.
And it's not home until you own the land that your dwelling sits on. Part. Then it's home base. See? It's not home base when you have to pay taxes on it belongs to them. When I say home base, I'm talking about even the way Yah looks at the planet as home base.
No.
The people have to be part of it, and they'll take care of it when it's their land.
No, Jay, you might look at this. You say, okay.
And Malcolm was very prominent about the land issue, just to throw that in there.
Well,
Malcolm understood. Land is key for freedom, nationality, or however you want to call it.
Let me just make the point.
Come on.
Malcolm was making this point. He said, homeowner, part of the American dream. Well, you only own the home, but the government owns the land that the home is on. A lot of homeowners don't realize that.
That's why I'm not so serious about getting a home anymore. It's best to have some land.
The land.
Then you'll pay property tax based on the development of the dwelling on the land.
Okay.
So if you put up, like most people do, because they don't want to pay a whole lot of taxes, because, you know, that's how the state likes to roll with you, you put a trailer. That's like living in a home. Different, but if something happens, blows away, just get another one.
Okay. No, okay. Jehovah, what is emerging? We are saying, brother, We are sharing a common vision. We're in a particular geography. We are coming together as a community. Listen to me. We are sharing a vision. We're in a particular geography. We are coming together as a community. What makes community community? When you have these industries, whether you have this one here, this franchise over here, you have this, what does the people own?
Nothing.
When you're depending on them for food?
Nothing. Why you think America's in the condition that it's in? Those who are sitting fat and large, and I don't mean that physically, you know what I mean economically, don't give a damn about those who are suffering. If you have not seen it, and this is what they're talking about since the Obama administration, the Great Divide.
That's very interesting. Now, listeners, listen to this.
Bush started it, though. Well, really, Mr. Honorable Ronald Reagan. That's why they honor him, because it was the crazy 80s that created this greed machine. If you look at from the 80s to the 90s to up to now, you'll see that the rich ones have quadrupled. They have gained so much in that amount of time.
Okay.
Thanks to Reagan. That's why I love him so much. And what was the main thing he did? It wasn't making them all rich. It was the breaking down of the unions.
You hearing it, ladies and gentlemen?
Breaking down of the labor. And that's why you and I, as they said about this guy, he used to be an executive, used to make $100,000 a year, and things got tough. He wound up taking a job for $8 an hour. So that kind of tells you the system, it don't work.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't work.
But now we are talking about the replacement. Listen to the replacement.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You're saying now, within this geography.
Yeah, I'm not finished. I said the family.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't finished, but yeah.
Continue.
Treasury.
Brother.
Treasury. But really before the Treasury.
Okay, elaborate on
this. Really before the Treasury, there has to be a council of elders. I've said that many times. That's the first. Once the family has been reestablished, then we can set up a council of elders.
Okay.
Then with the council of elders, you need a treasury. Because that is going to be the people's bank. Kind of, you know, we don't have to use that word.
Let's stay on this.
Use treasury.
Okay. Treasury. The people own it.
It belongs to the people.
The people own it. People. Now, what about housing?
Everyone should have a dwelling. Now, what we have to determine is how do we divide the land amongst the people? And how do we standardize what type of dwelling they can put on it?
Okay, dwelling.
It's a lot of planning.
Okay, Jaima, listen to this. What if within this geography, this community take care of all the services? Trash, water.
Well, see, that's the thing, because somewhere down the line, the system's going to have their hook in you.
I am.
Because you got to feed their system.
You said it. We are saying.
This is what I'm talking about.
If we go figure out how to get from under this, how do you get from under this? Turn off the water? See,
that's what I'm saying. This is what I've learned. We cannot economically negotiate. Politically, architecturally, you have to bring it down. Because that's the only way Yah wants us to do. It has to. It's unfair. It belongs, Yah put this for everybody. He didn't put it for just the elitists. He didn't have them in mind when he created this.
Listeners, we're saying, we started planning community garden where food. You say, okay, you can, it's right there, available to the public. You can take what you want.
10 minutes.
Okay, you can take what you want. Now, we're saying, but when you start talking about trash, you say, guess what? We'll get our own trash truck. We want to take control, but and we don't want to be a part of the political system.
There's still a way you can still do that and still may have to maintain some compromise with to get certain utilities, but at the same time, while that's happening, you're looking at for alternatives.
Listen to this, Jim. Listen to this, listeners. There is a way where you can begin to copy what you need in terms of bulk way. They say, well, I'll supply you with the gasoline you need for your vehicles. There's a possibility of doing that. You have to cut out these huge mega corporations from controlling you, brother.
We have to not even use gas. We got to come up with our own energy. Come on, brother. This is a different type of revolution.
I like what you said about not even use gas. You know why?
No. There's other alternatives.
Is it bicycle?
Why not? Why not have a community? You can have your cars. But the community is a biking community. And it's great to have a biking community.
Definitely.
Because it's good exercise.
Good exercise.
And you don't have to drive your car on the weekend.
What about
around?
What about a nutrition program?
Even pizza delivered on bicycles. How do you like them? Right.
A new nutrition program and a healing center.
Yeah, we talked about this before. That's beginning to sound familiar.
Nutrition program and a healing center.
Yeah, that's very
important.
That's
the entire community right there.
We didn't take in consideration of peace officers and volunteer fire and emergency crew.
Fire.
Peace officers. emergency crew. Now, what that could be depends on what the emergency is. Very important job.
Fire, emergency, peace officers, and then
emergency crew. Tragic situations. Huh? You need people like that that can handle critical situations.
Yeah.
Kind of like FEMA, but I don't like to say that. Because if there's a major catastrophe, that's who can handle that. And the peace officers and the fire department.
Okay.
Because the fire department is also going to be like most fire departments also should have. And that's paramedics.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's why, but the emergency center is home headquarters to deal with whatever the situation is harming the community.
Okay.
And the people know, are trained to know what to do. And your community is going to have guns. And everyone's going to be trained and have license to know how to use a gun. But the best skill will be martial arts, as we said. That's we want summarize in the neighborhood. Gun is for protection against those who have guns, like criminals. You got to, because they don't know nothing else. But martial arts is what's going to protect the community. And we get the children indoctrinated early.
Yeah.
Then there won't be fights in school.
Yeah.
And we've got 5 minutes.
Okay. You know, listeners, I think, as I said to Jahima, this meeting together, we strengthen each other. And it's very important because my joy is being with this brother, because in his presence, it's like I'm strengthened. You get me? And if we can feel strength in each other's presence, this is the base of community.
Oh, it's the basis of brothership and what true men should be about.
Exactly right. Exactly right. When you say brother, you really mean brother.
Of course. And I'm not talking about just us. I'm talking about all
brothers. All brothers. Now, you say, I don't look for a black man to be, a black man is not necessary. This is not a black thing. This is not a color thing.
No,
this is a brother thing.
But it is an Ethiopian thing.
It's an Ethiopian thing.
It is an Ethiopian.
Okay, listeners, what Jahima is saying, because
we all come from
Ethiopia. We all come from Ethiopia.
Thank you, baby. That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. We all come as one people, and it has to reach that place.
That's the only way we're going to overthrow Satan. That's the only way we're going to overthrow.
Exactly. We are one. We are one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have about a couple of minutes left. We're going to open the floor for questions that you might want to send us. Right now, we're working on a site and email address and all that, but eventually once I have that going up, we'll let you know so you can start sending whatever it is you want. Even videos or whatever the case may be. I'm thinking about doing something like that, but give it time. But anyway, we hope that you enjoyed the program, and I hope that some of the dialogue that you heard was enlightening, and hopefully that you will take what we've said and do some homework, do some research. And we stand corrected, you know, we're human beings too. But I want to leave the listeners with this. The purpose of this program is to enlighten you. And when I say enlighten you, I'm not talking about with the EN. I'm talking about IN, from the inside. We want to be something different from the Illuminati. The Illuminati, even though they're using the I word, they're using the E word. I'm using the I word from I and I to show that this is about It's about enlightening you with an I, not with an E. Enlightening you from the inside.
Light.
Enlightening you. Yes. Not N with the E N. I N. From the I and I.
Very clear, bro.
Okay. That's what we're about. Anyway, thank you very much, so much again. Come again, hear us again. Take care. Peace and love. Peace and love.